In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the interesting things about being a Catholic is that we live by two calendars. We have the calendar of the Church's year, the Church's liturgical celebration in which we commemorate the events of the life of our Lord and of our Blessed Lady and of the saints. But we also live in the world, and so we have another calendar of secular celebrations. And when these two calendars join together, as they do today in the feast of Corpus Christi, the great feast in which we celebrate God's gift of Himself in the Holy Eucharist, and the secular celebration of Father's Day, I think that the providence of God is suggesting that we look at how these two celebrations, though very different, might coincide to give us a message. If you'll forgive me for telling a personal story, it was a few months ago at one of our parish schools that we were preparing to celebrate Holy Mass. And one of the children spoke to me before Mass, and he said that he could not receive Holy Communion. And so I asked him why. I thought perhaps this might be one of our non-Catholic students who wasn't able to receive Holy Communion. But instead he told me that he had broken one of the Ten Commandments and was not in a worthy state to receive Holy Communion. So I asked the little fellow if he would like to go to confession. And so I heard his confession, gave him absolution, and he was able to receive Holy Communion at the Mass. But the reason I share this story is that I asked him how he knew. I was so delighted that he was aware that we need to be in a state of grace to receive Holy Communion. But he was a young fellow, grade 3 perhaps. How did he know that he was supposed to do this? And he said his father. His father had told him about the necessary conditions to receive Holy Communion. What a great thing it is when fathers give everything they have to their children, when they work long hours to provide for their material needs, when they enroll them in sports programs to develop their skills of teamwork, of leadership. What a wonderful thing it is when a father will sacrifice his time to be at home with his family. But the greatest thing a father can do, his most necessary task, is not to provide for the physical or the emotional needs, as important as those are, as necessary and fundamental as they are. His greatest mission is to be a spiritual father. Because God's greatest gift is not this world. This world is beautiful. This world is a place of happiness. But it's not all there is. That is why the Lord reminds us again and again that He is the true bread come down from heaven. The bread of this world, the material comforts that we enjoy, are not the things that we need, because they will not last. But the things of heaven do last. And when a father does all he can to hand on the truth of that to his children, to instruct them on how they are not just to live in this world, but to live unto God, to live a life worthy of eternal life, then that is a thing for rejoicing. Now that is not easy. And our society, the culture that we live in, and I don't mean just the culture far away, the culture that we read about in the newspapers, I think even the culture perhaps in our own town, perhaps even in our own families and smaller communities, does not always support that. And so we need to ask Almighty God to bless our fathers. We need to ask Almighty God to give them strength, that they will have the courage to be countercultural, to go against the message of this world that says this world is all that you need. And fathers, your source of strength is nothing else than the food that you receive here. Because when we receive Holy Communion, we receive Jesus Christ Himself. We receive Almighty God. And He does not come empty-handed to us. He comes with His gift of strength and His gift of wisdom, so that we know what we ought to do, and we will be able to do it. So as today we celebrate both the feast of Corpus Christi, the feast of the body and blood of our Savior, and the feast of Father's Day, let us be mindful of all those fathers throughout the world, throughout our parish, who are in need of our prayers, who are in need of our encouragement, that they will live up to their noble vocation, relying always on the strength of the Lord Jesus. Immediately following Holy Mass, there will be a procession with the Blessed Sacrament, as is customary on Corpus Christi. But because of the danger of rain, this procession will only be in the church. So we will begin here at the altar, go down the side aisle, and back up the central aisle. You are invited, if you wish, to join in the procession, but it might be easier for you to remain in your pews. And if you choose to remain in your pews, I would ask you to please kneel as the Blessed Sacrament is processed through the church. Finally, we will now give a blessing for all the fathers in the congregation, and I would ask them to please stand. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our brother, we praise you for saving us. Teach us to love you and your Father by keeping your commandments. Bless these fathers and deepen their love for their wives and families. By their work, example, and prayer, may they lead their children to follow you. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer as we offer you glory forever and ever. Amen.